The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Ta'anit, Daf Chav Dalid. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Rabbeinu Yitzhak Abu Hasera Zecher Sadiq Vekadosh Levracha, that we are saying the shiur this morning just a few feet away from the kever of the Sadiq. Zechuto yagen alenu ve'al kol am Yisrael ubefrat lelomdei hadaf. Amen. Today's daf is being studied le'adun ishmat Avraham ben Esther Ruach Hashem tenehenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied le'fuash shelema Eliyahu Chayim ben Shafia Sofia elna refanado betoch shar chodei amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chav Gimal Amud Sheni, right on the bottom line. And the Gemara begins, Rabbi Yosef bar Abin hava shachiyach kamed Rabbi Yosef demin yokrat. Rabbi Yosef bar Abin, he used to study Torah by a rabbi called Rabbi Yosef demin yokrat shavke. However, he left him. Ve'ata lekameh derab ashe. He left Rabbi Yosef and he came to study Torah in front of Rav Ashe. Yomachad, one day, Shama'eh, Rav Ashe heard Rabbi Yosef, or some have a different girsah. Some say that Rabbi Yosef bar Abin heard Rav Ashe. Either way, Yomachad, Shama'eh, we'll follow Rashi's first interpretation. Look at Rashi on the top. Yomachad, Shama'eh, Rav Ashe, Rabbi Yosef bar Abin. That said what? The Kagaris, he said, Amar Shemuel. He said, Halakha from Shemuel. Hashole dag min hayam b'Shabbat. If a person takes a fish out of the water on Shabbat, kevan shiyibesh bo kasela hayav. Once the fish already becomes dry, the shi'ur of a sela. Sela is a coin. Once the fish has a dry spot on it, even though it's still shaking, look at the second line in Nashi, afal pi shu mifarkes, even though the fish itself is still moving, leharken, ubhot shu mifarkes, and even though it's still shaking, the fish, when you took it out of the water, hishnicho b'mayim, you threw it back in the water, hayav mishum netilat neshama. This is considered hayuv, because it's as if you killed the fish. She ad milacha. This is considered shuhet. So again, he said, "Halakha the name of Shemuel, Hashole dag min hayam b'Shabbat, kevan sheyabesh bo kesela. Once already it has a dry spot on the fish, even the size of a sela, hayav mishum netilat neshama. So Amar le, so now Rav Ashe tells Rabbi Yosef, velem amor, you should say uben snapirav, that the only time that we consider the dry spot on the fish as if it's going to cause the fish to die, that's only ben snapirav, between its fins, because that's where the fish breathes. And therefore, if it's a dry spot on the fish, the size of a sela, ben snapirav, that already, even though the fish is still alive technically, because it's still moving, yachayav on Shabbat mishum netilat neshama. Amar le, so he tells him back, Rabbi Yosef tells Rav Ashe, Velo saval lemor, Dahi Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Avin Amra. He says, what do you mean? Don't you hold that that statement was made by Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Avin Amra? Amra le, so he tells him back, Ananiyu. He says, I'm Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Avin. He says, that's me. Amar le, Velav kamed Rabbi Yosef de min yukrat ava shachiyach. So he told him, what are you talking, Rav Ashe? He says, I thought you used to learn by Rabbi Yosef de min yukrat. Why did you come to learn over here now? I thought you were learning by a different rabbi. Amar le, shachi amor. Amar le, he told him, in. He told him, yes, I used to learn by him. Amar le, umay ta'ama shavke mor ve'ataka. So what's the reason why you left him and you came to learn over here? Amar le, gavra de'al bere ve'al berte lo has. Alai, didi, hechi hayis. A rabbi that doesn't have mercy on his own son and his own daughter, is he going to have mercy on me? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Where do you see that Rabbi Yosef the Minyukrat did not have mercy on his own children? So the Gemara says, Bere Mayi, what's the story of his son? Yomachad Havu Agrele Agire Bedvara. One day, Rabbi Yosef the Minyukrat, he hired workers to work for him in the midbar, doing work. Nagalehu, he was late. Velo aitelehu rifta. He forgot to bring his workers bread. He has to feed the workers. He was late with the bread. Amru le libre. So they told Rabbi Yosef ben Yochanan's son, Chafinan, we're hungry. Havu, we're hungry. We didn't get anything to eat yet. Havu yet ve tute teinta. They were sitting under a fig tree. Amar. So the rabbi's son said, Teena teena. Hotzii perotecha veyochlu poale abba. Fig tree, bring out your fruits, so the workers of my father will be able to eat. Afika, and all of a sudden the tree miraculously started to produce figs. Ve'achlu, and they started to eat. Ve'ache, in the interim, ata abu, the miyosidim and yuklat came. Amar lehu, lo tinketu bedataychu, do not think in your minds. Deha de naghanaga, the fact that I came late, the naghana, a mitzvah tarachna, I was doing a mitzvah. The adashta hu de sagaya, and it took me this long, which means I was delayed until now. Amru le, so they told them, rahamana lisbeach. The workers told the Rabbi Yosef ben Yochanan, God should give you satiation. God should fill you. Ki echi de asbe'an berach. Just like your son has satiated us and given us food. Amar lehu me'echa. From where? Where did he get food from? Amru, hachev achi ava ma'aseh. They told him the story. He went to the fig tree. He blessed it. Te'ena te'ena. Amar lo. So the father got angry at his son. Bini, ata etrachta et konecha leotzi te'ena feroteha shelo bezmana. You inconvenienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the dates out of the tree before it's time. Ye'asef shelo bezmano. God should take you also ahead of your time. And therefore his son died. So therefore the Biyoseh said, I cannot learn by this rabbi. This is a rabbi, he doesn't have mercy on his own child. He's going to have mercy on me? Now he also has a story with his daughter. Bartemai, what's the story with Rabbi Yosef ben Yochanan's daughter? Mahi, havyale barta ba'alat yofi. Rabbi Yosef ben Yochanan had a daughter that was very beautiful. Yomahad, one day, Hazya lahu gabra, he saw a certain man, dehava charya behutza, he was making a hole in the fence. It seems the rabbi's daughter was behind the fence. And this man over here wanted to look at the beautiful daughter. So he made a hole in the fence. Veka hazela. And he was looking at her. Amar lo, my hai. So the rabbi said, what are you doing? Amar le rabbi, im lelokha lo zachiti, lirota lo iske. If I don't have the zechut to marry her, to take her, at least I shouldn't have the zechut to look at her. Amar la, so the rabbi told his daughter, biti, you are causing tsar, you are causing agony to the people, which means they want to look at your beauty, they want to marry you, and they can't, obviously. So therefore, since you're a stumbling block, you're causing the people to make an avera because they want to look at your beauty. Shuvi le'afrayich. So he told her, go back to the dust, which means he told her she has to die. Ve'al yikashlu bich b'nei adam. So no human being will have a stumbling block. So again, you see over here that the rabbi did not have mercy on his own children. So the Biyo says, how can I learn by this rabbi? If he doesn't have mercy on his own son and daughter, he's going to have mercy on me? Comes the Gemara and continues, havya le hahu hamra. The rabbi, the Biyo said, the Ben Yochanan, he had a donkey. Kitahavu agre la chol yoma, and he would rent it out to people every day. Leurta, in the evening, havu mishadre la agra agaba. They would give the payment for the rental, they would put it on the back of the donkey. Ve'atya lebemara, and the donkey would walk back to the rabbi with the payment on it. Ve'ita fula, and if they put more money on the donkeys, or batsrila, or they put less money on the donkeys, they didn't pay enough, lo atya, the donkey wouldn't move. I mean, the donkey would not move until the right payment was put on the back. Yomahad, one day, in shu zugad de sandale ala. The people that rented the donkey, they forgot a pair of shoes on the donkey's back. Velo azla, and the donkey would not move. Ad shaklunu mina, until They took it away. Ve'hadar azlan. Only then did the donkey move. Now the Gemara tells a story about a very generous person. The Gemara says, El-Azar Ish Birta. There was a rabbi called El-Azar Ish Birta. Kadhavu Hazu Le Gaba'e Sadaka. When the charity collectors used to see this El-Azar Ish Birta, Havu Tashu Mine. They would run away from him. Now why would the charity collectors run away from somebody? Because he was a very generous man. Whatever he would have in his pockets, he would give to the charity collectors. So the charity collectors felt embarrassed. Whatever we get, whatever we go, he gives us everything. So they felt embarrassed seeing him. So they would run away. One day, El-Azar Ish Birta went to the market place in order to buy a dowry for his daughter. His daughter was getting married, so he's going to buy a dowry. Hazihu gabae sedaka. So the charity collectors, they saw him. Tashu mine. So they ran away from him. Azal verahat batrayu. So he ran and chased them. Amar lehu ashbatichu. I'm making you swear. Bemai askit. What are you collecting for? Amru le biyatom biyatoma. We're collecting for an orphan boy and a girl to get them married. Amar lahen avoda. He says, I swear. Shehen kodmim the biti. They come before my own daughter. Shakal kol dahava bahadeh. He took everything that he had in his pockets, and he gave it to them. All he had left in his pocket is one zuz, which means he gave them everything that they needed. However, one zuz he had left over. So what did he do? He went to the market, and the Gemara says, Zavan be hite. He bought some wheat with it. How much wheat can you buy for a zuz? Ve'asik, and he went, he came back, shadya be'akalba, and he put it in the closet, which is when he got home, he threw the wheat, the little bag of wheat, into the closet. Atay debitu, so his wife came home, amra la lebarte, so she tells the daughter, may aiti abuch, what did your father bring home? Where's all the dowry? What did he buy? Amra la kolma de'aite be'akalba shadite. Whatever he bought, he threw it into the closet, into the pantry. So they went to open up the door of the pantry, of the closet. And they saw a miracle. The whole pantry, the whole closet was filled with wheat. And it was busting out, coming out from underneath the threshold of the door by the hinges. They couldn't even open the door because it was jamming the hinges up. There was such a beracha. Azla barte le bet midrasha. So his daughter ran to the bet midrash. Amra le bo ure ma asa lecha ohavach. Go look at what God who loves you. Look what he did for you. He made a miracle. Amar la. So he tells her, ha'avoda hare hen hekdesh alayich. He said, no, we cannot benefit from this. This food over here is considered hekdesh. Ve'en lecha ve'en lach ba'en ela ke'had ma'aniye Yisrael. You can only use whatever the shi'ud of the aniyim is, which means this is ma'asin nisim, this is miracles. We don't want to benefit from miracles. And therefore, you cannot have any hana'a from it, only as the poor people in Yisrael. And therefore, he did not want to benefit again because it was ma'asin nisim. Now she says, Mishum de ma'asin nisimu v'asul adam la'anot ma'asin nisim, like we learned above, because if you benefit from ma'asin nisim, from miracles, they take away from your zakuyot. Comes the Gemara and continues, Rabbi Yehuda nisim. Rabbi Yehuda was the president of Klal Yisrael. He was the son of Rabban Gamliel Bar Rabbi. Gazar Ta'anita. So he declared a fast. So he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu Velo Atemitra. It didn't rain. Amar. Kama ika mishimuel rammati li Yehuda ben Gamliel. Look at the difference between Shimuel, the prophet who came from Harama, and look at the difference between me, Yehuda ben Gamliel. Now she says, because Shimuel and Navi was able to bring rain in the summer. It says, like the Pasuk says, Halo kitzir hitim ayom. Shemuel told the people, today it's the time of the reaping of the wheat. And what? It rained. And therefore, he comes along and says, look at the difference between the olden days. Shemuel and Avi was able to bring rain in the summer. And here I'm praying and I can't even bring rain in the proper time. Oy lo lador shechen nitka. Woe to the generation that has become stuck with such leadership. Woe to the generation that has come in their time such a thing. Which means he was saying it in humility. Look at me, I'm the chief rabbi of Am Yisrael, and I'm praying, and the rain doesn't come. Look at the difference between the tzaddikim of the previous generation, like Shmuel and Amati, that was able to bring the rain. So he got depressed. Rabbi Yehuda got all upset. And what happened as a result? Once the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that he was all upset, then God answered him and the rain came. The house of the president, that was the government that was running Klal Yisrael at the time, they declared a fast. But they did not tell the two rabbis, Rabbi Yohanan and Rish Lakish, about the fast. So in the morning, they informed them about the fast. They said, we can't fast. We didn't accept it upon ourselves from the day before. Because in order to make a ta'anit, you have to accept the fast the day before. You're not allowed to just fast like that. You have to have a Kabbalah from before. So therefore, the Shtakish says to Rabbi Yohanan, we can't fast. We didn't accept it. Amar le anan batrayu garirinan debe garinan. We are drawn after the Ben Isiyah, which means whenever the house of the president makes a ta'anit, everybody is drawn after them. Even if you didn't accept it from before, they accept it for everybody. But therefore, we still have to fast. Everybody is bound by the decrees of the Ben Isiya. Comes the Gemara and tells another story. The Ben Isiya gazar ta'anita velo atamitra. The Ben Isiya, they made a ta'anit, but what? The rain did not come. Ta'ane lehu Oshaya Zeira de min Hadraya. So there was a rabbi, Oshaya Zeira de min Hadraya, they called him. Now she says, Sa'ir Shibi Yeshiva. He was the youngest rabbis in the yeshiva. The Haide Karli Hakim Shum de Oshaya Aharina Havatam. There was two Rabbi Oshayaz. So they called him Oshaya Zeira, Oshaya the young one. He was from the Min Habraya, from the rabbis of the Beit Midrash. He was a very takif rabbi, he was very sharp. So what does it say? He quoted the pasuk. The pasuk over here talks about if the leaders of Klal Yisrael make a sin. So he says, mashal lekala shehi bebet aviha. It's a mashal to a bride, a girl, that's in her father's house. So long as her eyes are pretty, they look healthy, and kol gufa sericha bedika. You don't have to check the rest of her body. Which means you look at her eyes. If her eyes look good, then you know she's healthy. The rest of her body, meaning when she wants to get married, you don't have to check her out. The eyes are an indication to the whole body. However, if the eyes are crooked, if the eyes are not good, if there's something wrong with them, kol gufa siricha bedika, then the entire body needs to be checked. Look at Rashi, what was he trying to say? Since the house of the president, the havu eneha eda, these are the eyes of the people, reshaim. They are reshaim. Delataam en sirichim debdok ma maasehem. Lechen lo meshkehu benumen hashamayim. So comes the rabbi and he made a strong statement. He said, you know why the rabbis are not being, the Ben Isiyah is not being answered? Because they're the eyes of the people. When the eyes of the people, when the leaders of the people are crooked, when they're not good, en sirich medika, we don't have to check anymore. That means everybody's corrupt over here. En sirich medika. Therefore he was giving a strong musar against the Ben Isiyah. He was really telling them that the reason why they're not getting answered, it's their fault, because the eyes of the people, they're a sha'im, they're not good. We don't have to check their ways already. That's why God's not answering them. Oh, so they got offended. They got offended. Atu avde, so the servants of the Ben Isiyah went, veramu le sudra besavare. They took his sudar. Sudar is the handkerchief that they wear on their heads, and they tried to choke him on his neck. They took it, they wanted to strangle him around his neck. They were giving the rabbi a lot of problems. Amru bene mate. So the townspeople who knew this rabbi, Rabbi Oshaya Zeira, they told him, Shafke, leave him alone. Why? But you know what? He gives us trouble also. Meaning, don't think he only gives you a hard time. He gives us a hard time as well. However, kevan dehazinan dechol milei leshum shamayim. But we know he's leshem shamayim. Whatever he's doing, lo amri le mide b'shafkinale. Therefore, we don't tell him anything. We let him give us musar. We let him rebuke us, and we leave him alone. Atun nameh shafkuhu. Therefore, you also leave him alone. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Gazar Ta'anita. Rabbi Gazar Ta'anita. Rabbi declared a fast. Veno ata mitra. And the rain did not come. Nahit kameh ilfa. He came in front of Ilfa. Ve'amri la Rabbi Ilfa. And some say they went in front of Rabbi Ilfa. Amar mashiva ruach. The rabbi Rabbi Ilfa or Ilfa, he just said the words mashiva ruach. Ve'nasha zika. Also the wind came. Morida geshem ve'atam mitra. He said the words morida geshem. Bingo, the rain came down. Amar le. So the rabbi, the rabbi was very impressed. The Rabbi was very impressed. And he just says mashiva ruach the geshem and the beracha came. So he tells him my uvdach. What's your deeds? What do you do? Amar le dayarna bekusta dechika. I live in a very poor village. Delet behamra lekedusha veavdalta. And they don't have wine for kiddush and avdala. Tarachna veatena hamra lekedusha veavdalta. So my job is I inconvenience myself and trouble myself to get wine for the village so they can have wine for kiddush and avdala. Umafikna lehu yedeh. And I fulfilled their obligation. So you see in the zikhut that he did this chesed, that he supplied wine for the people of the village. But Olam blessed him by saying, by answering his tefillot. Rav ikla lahu atra. Rav came to a certain place. Gazar ta'anita velo atamitra. He declared a fast, but it didn't rain. Nahid kameh shalihad sibura. So he went in front of the shaliach sibur. Amar mashiv aruach. He just said the word mashiv aruach. Venashad zika. The wind came. Amar morid ageshem v'atamitra. He said the words morid ageshem and the rain came. Amar leh. So the rabbi tells him. Rav tells the shaliach sibur. My uvdach. What do you do? Amar leh mikre dardeke ana. I'm a school teacher. I teach the children. Umakrina libne aniye kibne atire. I don't discriminate. I teach the poor children like I teach the rich children. I don't discriminate between the students. Bechol de lo efshar le. Whoever cannot afford to pay me, lo shakina mine mide. I don't take any payment. The itli pira de chavre. I have a little pond with fish. That fish are swimming in the pond. Vechol man de pashar. Any student that doesn't want to learn, so I bribe him. Mishahadina le minayu. I bribe them. I say, if you learn good, I'll let you go to the pond and you could take one of the fish. Umisadrina le, and they could set it up. They can put it in order. Umifaisina le, and I appease the student. Ad atevikare, which means I have a method to get the students to come learn. When they don't learn, I bribe them with the fish to go take a fish, whatever it is. And therefore, because of that zechut, God answers the tefillot. Gemara says, Rav Nachman gazar ta'anita. Rav Nachman declared a fast. Ba'a rachame, he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, velo ate mitra. And the rains did not come. Amar, shaklu le Nachman, havuto min gudda le ada'a. So he said about himself, they took Nachman, they took him from the ceiling. Habutu, they threw him down from the ceiling to the ground, which means with all my tefillot and all my efforts, they didn't answer me. It's like they took me and threw me on the floor. Halaj da'ateh. So he got depressed, he got upset. Once Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Abraham was upset, ba'atam mitra. Then the rain came. So you see over here that when Borei Olam sees the Sadiqim in pain, in agony, then already he answers them. Gemara tells another story. Rabbah. Gazar ta'anita, he declared a fast. Ba'e rachameh ve'lo ate mitra. But he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the rain did not come. Amru leh. So they told him, they told Rabbah, Rabbi Yehuda, ki hava gazar ta'anita ata mitra. So when Rabbi Yehuda used to declare a fast day, the rain would come. Amar lehu may abid. What should I tell you? What am I going to do? Imishum tinuye. If you're going to tell me that in the years of Rabbi Yehuda they learned more than us, that's why they have the zichut. It's not so. Anan adifnan minayu. We're better than them in the learning. The bishne de Rabbi Yehuda, because in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, kol tinuye. They would only study Seder Nizikim. They would only study one of the orders of the Mishnayot. We study all Shisha Sedre Mishnah. So it's not that they learn better than us. So we have more yeshivot. We're learning much better. Used to get to the Mishnah in Masechet Oksin. What does it say over there? Ha'isha shekoveshet yarak bekedera. You have a lady, let's say, she's taking a vegetable and she's pressing the vegetable in order to get the juices out. The Amrila, and some say zetim shekavshan betarfehin, olives that are being pressed betarfehin. That's what the leaves that are on top of the olives. Those leaves, like the stem that they use to hold the olive. So the Gemara says, what's the din over there? Tehorin. Now, what are we talking about over here? Halakha says like this: food is able to be mekabel tum'ah. Now, if it touches something that's tameh, the food becomes tameh. The hiddush is that anything that serves the food can become tameh as well and make the food tameh. For example, if the food has a stem, now you pick up the food by that stem. You hold it so it serves the fruit or the food. Therefore, if that stem becomes tameh, the fruit itself becomes tameh as well. But that's only when if the stem can work. But let's say the stem is all broken, that if you pick it up, it's going to fall off. So then already it's not considered connected to the fruit, so or the food. So therefore the deen is like this. If let's say you took a food and you crushed it, right, to get its fruit out. Now the stem is all crushed. Now it's all destroyed. So therefore the deen is that stem over there is tahor. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, דיבורה מתחיל שכובשת ירק בכדרה במסכת תערותי בפרק שני גבי ידות מיילי by the handles or the stems of the vegetables. The kaimalan kol yadot ha'ochlim, all the yadot, the handles or the stems of the food, imnaga tum'a bahem, if the tum'a touches the stem, nitma gama ochel, hatzarik liyadot, which means the food that's being served by the yad also becomes tameh. The yad machnis umotzi kedamin ba'or va'rotev. Mikol ha'ochel, we have the pasuk, it says mikol ha'ochel, not only the food, but kol ha'ochel, lerabot ha'yadot, even the handles. וכתארי הטעם, it says over there, אישה שהיא כובשת ירק, דיידות שלהם תאורים. In that case over there, when she's pressing the vegetables, תיידות are tahor. Why? כשהיא עוצרת אותם, when she's pressing the vegetables, הידות משתברות. They break. ואפשר ליטול הירקות בידות שלהן. You're not able to use the ידות to pick up the vegetables. They're not functional anymore. Why? שנשמט ונמסק האוכל מן היד מחמת כבישה. Because when you lift up the stem, it just falls in your hand. Because you crushed the vegetable already. So therefore, in that case over there, the ידות are tahor. Look at the next Rashi. Shit, or tzed it. Right? When you're crushing it, you're pressing it. She yetzeh ha-meshkesh shelahen v'yefsho derech isha bekach. That's the ways of the ladies, they do that. Koveshet yarak mimayim shishtameru lezman merubah. Which means, they press the vegetable to get all the juice out in order that the vegetable will now be protected. Because otherwise it spoils. But when they take all the juice out, it stays dry and remains intact. In any event, what do we have to do with this Mishnah over here? So the Gemara says, when they got to this Mishnah in the years of the Yehuda, I'm reading on the second line. Ha'isha shekovesh yarak bekedera. Ve'ami lazitim shekavshan betarfehen tehorin. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Havayot erav u'shmuel kahazena haka. Which means they said, this Mishnah is so difficult. This is so hard over here. It's as difficult over here as the hard subjects of Rav and Shmuel. Which means they couldn't understand the Mishnah in Uksin. They said, this is as difficult as the questions and the dialogues of Rav and Shmuel. But in our generation, we have 13 yeshivas that are studying Masechet Oksid. So what Rabbah was trying to say was, he doesn't know why we're not getting answered. If you want to tell me that they learned better in the olden generation of Yehuda's time, it's not so. First of all, we learned all the Shishas and Darim. They only learned the Zikin. Second of all, when they got to Mishnah Masechet Oksid, they were struggling to understand it. And we have, Baruch Hashem, 13 yeshivas that are studying it. However, what's the difference? V'ilu Rav Yehuda ki avas shalif had misana. Rav Yehuda on a fast day, all he had to do was take off one of his shoes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the rabbi is in pain just by taking off one of his shoes, atemitra. Right away, the rabbi was inconvenienced slightly, the rain came. V'anan kasavhina and kune yoma. We're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole day. V'reka de'ashkachban. And God's not listening to us. Im ishum uvda. Maybe you'll say, because we don't have good deeds. Maybe it's because our deeds are not good. So the rabbi said, "Iika de hazam idi." If anybody knows anything that's wrong with the generation or wrong with us, lema, let them say it. Aval ma ya'asu, what are we going to do? Gedolei ador, what are we going to do with the great rabbis of the generation? She'en doran dome yafeh. The rabbi Rabbah concluded and said, it's the generation. Must be that the generation is not on the high level. In the Yehuda's time, they had the generation that was on a high level. But what are we going to do? Our generation is not on a high level, and therefore, it's possible that's why we're not getting answered. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Yehuda chaza hanehu betere. Rav Yehuda, he saw two people, davu kaparze berifta. They were throwing bread to each other, which means they were mistreating the bread. They weren't treating the bread with the proper respect. They were throwing the bread. Amar shma'mina ika sab'a be'alma. Must be they have so much food over here in the world that they're being mizalzel. Yahiv aneh, so he put his eyes of Yehuda on them. Havach afna, and all of a sudden a famine broke out. Amru leh, so they tell Amru leh rabbanan leRav Kahana bereh. Derav Nehunya Shamae Derav Yehuda. So they went to the shamosh of Rabbi Yehuda. His shamosh was Rav Kahana bereh Rav Nehunya. The shkiyach kameh. He was close to Rabbi Yehuda. So they told the Shamosh of Rabbi Yehuda, he just made a famine now for the people. So says, please, we need the rabbi to take away the famine. So what did he do? They tell the Shamosh, they tell the Shamosh the following. Cause the rabbi to walk in front of the opening of the marketplace. Why? Because they want him to see how bad the people are suffering, that there's no food. Maybe he'll have mercy on the generation and he'll bring back the food. Asya, so they caused them, the Shamosh made it that the rabbi should walk by the marketplace. Venafak leshuka, and he went to the market. Hazak enufya, he saw a group of people. Amar lehu, mayhai, what are all these people gathering? Amru leh, akuspa de tamre kaimeh. They're standing to buy a basket of dates. Kabiz daban, which means they're all huddling around just to get a little basket of dates. Amar shma minach afna be'alma. He said, "Wow, must be there's a famine in the world." Amar lele shamei. So he told his servant, Rabbi Yehuda tells his shamosh, "Shalof li misanai. Take off one of my shoes." Meaning he's going to be avilut. He's going to take off one of his shoes to show that he's betzar. Shalaf lehad misanai. He took off one of his shoes. Ve'ata mitra. And sure enough, the rain came. Matal Mishlaf Aharina. Now he wanted to take off the second shoe. Ata Eliyahu. Eliyahu and Avi came. The Amar Leh. Eliyahu and Avi came and told the rabbi. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ishalaft Aharina. Maharavna Le'alma. I'm going to destroy the world. What's the explanation over here? Why are they going to destroy the world if he takes off another shoe? So already, Rabbi Yehuda, he inconvenienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu twice. First he brought a famine. Right. And now he brings back the food. So now he says, if you're going to take off another shoe, so now already you want more rain, that's already inconveniencing God a third time. So now would have said, enough. It's already you brought a famine, now you brought the rain. Die. Don't do any more any more inconveniencing of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gaon Ya'abetz explains that he told him, if you're going to take off your shoe, you're going to get cold and you're going to die as a result of that, because the Yehuda was very finicky, and therefore he told him, I don't want you to take off your shoe because I don't want the world to be destroyed, because he was considered the world himself, Rabbi Yehuda. Wow. So that's a different interpretation. In any event, you see how Rabbi Yehuda was able to bring the famine and bring the Sabah as well. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Mori Berede Bat Shemuel. Rav Mori Berede Bat Shemuel, the son of the daughter of Shemuel. And he did with Shemuel's grandson. He said, Ana hava ka'imna aguda de Nehar Papa. He says, I was by the banks of Nehar Papa. And he's continuing the story over here. Hazai le malache. I saw the angels that were standing at this Nehar Papeh, de idmu le malache. They came in the image of sailors. De kamaiti hala. They took sand from the beach or from the ocean. Umalunu le arbe. And they took the sand and they put it on boats. Va'ava kimhad smida. And the sand miraculously turned into smid flour, which is the very fine flour. Atu kule'ama libizban. So everybody came to buy the flour. Amar de'u. So the rabbi said, meha, from this, lo tizbinun. Do not buy from this flour. Tema'aseh nisimu. Because again, this is miracle, and therefore you're not supposed to benefit from miracle, because they take away from your zichuyot. Lemahar, the next day, atyan arbe dehite, the next day, boats of wheat came, defarzina, and they came and from a place called Farzina, and therefore was able to give them what to eat. So you see over here that the Gemara tells the end of the story, how the famine ended in Rabbi Yehuda's time. Which means not only did he pray by taking off his shoe and the famine was finished, but the Gemara says, Borei Olam made a tremendous miracle. He says, I was there, I was by the port, and I saw the Malachei Sharet, they looked like sailors, filling up the boats with sand, and the sand turned into solid, and everybody was coming to buy. However, the Yehuda, he warned them. He says, don't buy from this over here, because like we said, this is Ma'aseh Nisim. Which means, now that it rained, the wheat will come in the normal way. You don't have to benefit from the miracles. The more you can keep away from Ma'aseh Nisim, the better. And sure enough, the next day, boats of wheat came from a place called Farzina, and they were able to benefit from it. Comes the Gemara and tells another story. Rabba Ikla Lehagronya. Rabba came to a place called Hagronya. Gazor Ta'anita. He made a fast. Velo ata mitra, and the rain did not come. Amar lehu, so he told them, bitu kule alma betanitaichu. I don't want anybody to break their fast. I want you to continue fasting the whole night. So they fasted the whole day. Bitu, he says, sleep with your fast. Lemahar amar lehu. The next day, Rabba tells the people, miika dehazah helma. Anybody have a dream last night? Lema. Tell me who had a dream last night. Amar lehu Rabbi Elazar mehagronya. Rabbi Elazar from the city called Hagronya. He says, Lididi akriyon behalmi. To me they came into a dream and they said, Shalom tab. Meaning, Shalom tov. Peace be unto you. Lerav tav. To a good rabbi. Mirbon tav. To the good master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dimitabuye metiv la'ameh. That from his goodness, he gives goodness to his nation. Amar Shma'mina, so the rabbi said, from here we can learn Et Ratzoni. Must be God now is in a time of mercy. Mev'er Hamed, let's pray. So, and God will answer us. And sure enough, Ba'er Hamed, they prayed, Ve'atem Mitra, and sure enough, the rain came. Ahu Gabra, the Gemara says, De'hayev Nagda, Bebedina Derava. There was a certain fellow that was Hayav Malkut. He was Hayav Lashes in the Bed Din of Rava. Why? Mishum de Baal kutit, because he had relations with the goya. So therefore, they had to give him whippings. Nakde Rabba, Rabba gave him malkut umit, and the guy died. Ishtema milta be shvor malka. Now shvor malka was the king. He heard that Rabba went and he hit and he killed one of the people. Baal tzahure le Rabba. So he wanted to give Rabba tzar. He wanted to punish Rabba. Amra le ifrahur miz imed shvor malka libra. The mother of the king, her name was Ifrahur miz. Imed the Shvor Malka. She was the mother of Shvor Malka. So she tells her son, Lo leve lecha esek devarim ba'adei Yehuda'e. Do not start up with the Jewish people. Dechol man deba'yan mimarayu. Because whatever they ask from their God, Yahiv lehu. God answers them. And therefore, don't start up with the Jewish people. Amar la mayhi. What are you talking about? Whatever they ask, they get. Ba'in rachamev atem. She says, for example, they pray to God for rain, and the rain comes. Amar la, so the king, he didn't believe it. He says, ha'um mishum desinat demitrahu. So of course, you know why the rain comes? Because they pray for rain during the rainy season. So of course it's going to rain. Ela liv'ura hameh idana b'tkufat tamuz. You want to impress me? Let them pray for rain now in the summer in tkufat tamuz, ve'lit demitra. Let's see if the rain comes. Shalha le'l rabba. So the mother of the king sends to the rabbi, Rava, Kevan, Kavin, Datach, have Kavana, pray, Ubaer, Hamay, ask God for mercy, Delete, Mitra. So the rain will come. So what happened? Ba'er hameh. The rabbi prayed. Velo atem mitra. The rain didn't come down. Amal efanav. So Rabbi says, Rabbono shel olam. Elohim be'oznenu shamarnu. We heard about, in our ears, we heard about your wonders. Avotenu sepiru lanu. Our fathers told us stories. Po'al pa'alta bimehem bimekedem. Of all the great things you did, the miracles. Ve'anu be'aninu lo ra'inu. But we never saw these miracles. We want to see the miracles. We don't only want to hear about stories. We want to see the miracles ourselves. Ata mitra. All of a sudden, the rain came down. Ad shafuk marzabed sipore ledeglad. So much rain that all the gutters that were on the roofs of the city and over there came down in Sipori, and they went to the deglat. They went to the river, which means Borei Olam made a miracle that it rained even in the summer in the zechut of the rabbi, and it went all the way down to the river called the Hidekel River. That's the Tigris River. Ata Abu. So the father of Rava came to Mithazele Behelme. He came to Rava in a dream. Ve'amale mi'ika demitrach kamesh maya kulehai. What are you inconveniencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much? What did you need to do this miracle for? What are you doing? Amale shane duchtach. So his father told him, you better change your place. Do not sleep in the same place where you slept last night. The father tells him in a dream, you're in danger now. The mazikim are coming after you. You better move your place. Shane. So he moved his place, and the next day he slept somewhere else. Lemahar ashkehed demirsham puria besakine. He went back to his bed. He saw his bed all had knife stabs in it, which means the mazikim came in order to kill him. Now she says, Ashne mitatach al tishkav b'mitatcha halayla. His father told him, don't sleep in your bed tonight. Besakine shiratzu shedim lehorgo. The shedim wanted to kill him. V'hatchu et mitato. They ripped up his bed. And therefore, you see, the rabbi was saved. The Gemara says in Holin, as that she says, "V'likirunel Rabba Rabban Nezufayal, lo matzino lo nezifa bechol hashas," which means the Gemara says that Rava was excommunicated. He was nazuf. Where do you see that he was nazuf? He was excommunicated. As she says, "Ela bazeh maaseh." In this story, the Gemara says that really he asked for rain in the wrong time, which means he shouldn't have asked for this miracle. It wasn't necessary. Just to prove to the king, it wasn't necessary. So therefore, the Gemara in Hunin says Rava was considered nazuf, even though we don't see anyway he was nazuf. But from this maaseh, we see it. Gemara continues. Rapapa gazar ta'anita. Rapapa decreed a fast. Velo atamitra. The rain did not come. Halash libbe. He got weak. He was fasting. He was weak. Saraf pinka de daisa. So he took a spoonful of daisa. Daisa is like farina, a porridge. Right. And he ate it. No, daisa is like oatmeal. He ate it. He was hungry. After he ate it, what happened? Ubaira hame. After he ate a little, after the fast, then he prayed to God. Velo ata mitra. And the rain did not come. Amar le Rav Nachman bar ushpazte. Rav Nachman was the one that was hosting him. That was his ushpiza. That was his host. That's where the rabbi, Rav Papa, was staying. So he tells him, Isharif mor pinke ahariti de daisa ate mitra. Maybe if you eat another spoonful of daisa, the rain will come. Which he was telling him, he was embarrassing him. He said, what are you doing? You eat some food, then you pray to God. You should have prayed first, then eat. What do you think? Maybe eat another spoonful of daisa. Maybe then God will answer you. Jesus, he was telling him, you did it backwards. You should have prayed first, then break your fast. What, you broke your fast on the daisa, then you pray. Maybe eat another spoonful of it, and you'll get answered. So the rabbi got embarrassed. Ikhsif. He got embarrassed, Papa. The halash da'ate, he got upset, he got depressed. The atamitra, sure enough, the rain came. Hakamim tell us that Rav Nachman did this on purpose. He knew that he wanted to embarrass him, and he knew the rabbi is not going to answer. He knew the rabbi will accept it. And in the zechut that he'll accept his embarrassment without answering, Borei Olam will bring the rain in the zechut. So it was a setup, and he passed the test. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Hanina ben Dosa. Rav Hanina ben Dosa, hava ka'azil be'urcha. He was walking on the road. Atam mitra. What happened? It started to rain. Amar lefanav. So he says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, kol ha'olam kulo benachat. The whole world is happy because they're all at home. They enjoy the rain. V'hanina betzahar. I'm suffering because I'm traveling. I can't travel in the rain. Pasak mitra. So the rain stopped. Ki matal lebete. When he got home, amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, kol ha'olam kulo betzahar. Everybody else is suffering because all those people, they have fields. They need the rain. V'hanina benachat. Now I'm good, which is not fair. The Hanina didn't have any fields. He was poor. He says, all right, I'm home now. I'm comfortable. But the whole world should be besa'al now. They need the rain. Atam mitra. Sure enough, the rains came. Amar of Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, May ahan yalet zelota dechoen gadol legaber Rav Hanina ben Dosa. Even the prayer of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not effective in front of Rav Hanina ben Dosa. Because we're going to learn now that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would pray that God should not answer the tefillot of the travelers when they pray that the rain should stop. Because the traveler doesn't want rain because he wants to travel. So the Kohen Gadol would pray, don't answer those tefillot. Why? Because we need the rain. So the Gemara says, Rav Hanina ben Dosa, the prayer of the Kohen Gadol didn't affect Rav Hanina ben Dosa. Because he was on the road and he prayed for the rain to stop, and it stopped. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah. Haya mitpalel tefillah ketzara bebayit ha-chitzon. The Kohen Gadol would pray a small tefillah in the outer chamber when he came out of the Kodesh Kodashim. May matzle, what was the tefillah? Ravin bar Ada v'Rabba bar Adad Ami Tarvayu Meshumed Rav Yehuda Yiratzom Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetehe Hashana Hazu Geshuma Ushkuna. It should be a rainy year and a sunny year. Dry. So the Gemara says Shechuna Me'aliyatai. What do you mean? Is a sunny, dry year good? Why would the Kohen Gadol pray for a sunny year? Adraba, Giri'utai. When it's sunny and dry, it's not beneficial. Ela, read it like this. Im Shechuna Tehe Geshuma Utuda. If it's going to be a sunny and dry year, then please God, bring the rains, which means make sure that there's hydration, make sure that there's water if it's a sunny year, because we're going to need extra water. Ve'al Yekanes Lefanecha Tefilat Ovre Derachim. And please do not accept the tefillot of the travelers. So you see, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, even the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol didn't affect him. Rabbi Ha concludes this blessing of the Kohen Gadol. Lo yaade avid shultan medebet Yehuda, that the leadership, the Malchut, should not leave Malchut Yehuda, the family of Yehuda, which means give protection and atzlacha to the dynasty of David HaMelech and all the descendants of Malchut Yehuda. Ve'al Yehu Amecha Yisrael Sirichin Itpanes Zemizeh Ve'lo Le'am Acher. And what? Your nation should have enough panasa that they do not have to borrow money from each other, nor do they have to borrow from another nation. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.